Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You better put your hands together for the man of God and for the Lord today. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much. Bishop will be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. I have a couple of announcements here. I want to let you know the number. I know you guys just getting up. We thank God for you being up this morning. And if you can hear my voice, we just got to thank God for another day of living. Thank you, Father, for that. Amen. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number, though, put that number out there. Everybody you know should have this number right now, 347-843-4559. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Feel free to chime in and share your prayer requests, and we'll take those prayer requests later. Just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. Put you in queue. We'll have your prayer request live on the network to Bishop, and we'll keep it moving there after. The number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Excuse me. Call-in number is 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, just was listening to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife as well. Want to encourage you to go to Dr. Crenshaw's Facebook page as well, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, spelled Janice, Dr. Janice Crenshaw on Facebook. And, man, it was powerful this morning. So want to encourage you even more today from the Word of God and from what Doc has to share with you today. It's getting hot in the kitchen, ladies and gentlemen. It's powerful. It's getting hot in the kitchen. Y'all need to hear that from Dr. Crenshaw as well on her Facebook page. And as you know, I haven't been in the military, but I do understand this phrase, all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. This is not no time to play, as Bishop and Doc preach and teach us all the time. All hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. It's time. It's time to do the will of the Lord even more than we have. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, also this morning, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture, we're going to read the scripture here in a few seconds here, Psalms 24, verses 1 through 10. I want to encourage everybody to read the word, of course, this morning. Read the entire scripture there, chapter there, should say, Psalms 24, 1 through 10. We'll be reading that shortly for you. So we thank God for his word, and we just can't praise him enough, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just give God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit another hand clap of praise for this morning. We just love him so much. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. If you're just joining us, prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be coming up right after this word, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Psalms 24, verses 1 through 10. Let me go ahead and get started here. God bless you this morning. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, and hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek the face, O Jacob, Shelah. Lift up your hands, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Next, the last verse for today, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 24, 1 through 10. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Shalah. Amen. Let's give God another hand clap of praise. Amen for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. 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 And ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, put your hands spiritually together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic in Jesus' name. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Father. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for another day. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, and we cast all our cares upon you because you cares for us. We thank you this morning, O God. We glorify your name. We magnify you, lift your name up. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you for your word is everlasting. We thank you for your word is spirit and it is light. We thank you, Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. With joy we draw water out of the well of salvation. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, and we come against every demonic force, every demonic power, God. And God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And Father, we thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. God, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon us, but with your stripe, you are healed. God, we thank you. We're healed. We thank you, God, that you're healing those that are sick this morning, that's in the hospital, those that have coronavirus everywhere. God, we thank you, God, that you're healing them. God, you paid the price on Calvary, Lord. We thank you. God, we thank you, God, by your blood, God, you shed it on Calvary that we are healed. We thank you for their healing right now. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. And God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we put it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, we thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you this morning, this morning. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. But in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood this morning. We plead the blood, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. God, we thank you right now. God, no evil shall come near our dwelling in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood this morning, God. We stand in the gap for those that are sick and those that are afflicted this morning. We stand in the gap, and Father God, we ask for your mercy. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We call it so. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. They are healed. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. And we plead the blood this morning. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. As you feel the airways with your presence, feel the airways with your nuns, your angels encamp about your people all over this world. And Father God, we come against racism, God, in the name of Jesus. God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against that evil spirit. Lord God, we come against that spirit of witchcraft, that voodoo worker, God. We come against that spirit of darkness, God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We rebuke your acts. We rebuke your ways in the name of Jesus. The Lord, rebuke you now, Satan. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, you're healing that family. You're healing that mother. You're healing that father. You're healing that sister. You're healing that cousin. You're healing them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. This is the confidence that we have in you, that we ask anything according to your will. We know that you hear with us, God, and we know that you hear with us. We have a petition that we desire of you, God, and we call it so in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood this morning, oh God. We plead the blood over America this morning. We plead the blood over this world this morning. And Father, we ask for your mercy. God, we repent of our sin. We repent of the sins of our nation. We repent of sins of our forefathers. We repent of sins of our evil, oh God, evildoers. God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Lord, reveal, expose, and destroy every evil work in the name of Jesus. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Father God, we thank you this morning that your word will not return unto you more, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. We thank you right now, God, that you're raising up people, God, that love you. You're saving souls today, God. We thank you for souls are being delivered and set free. That man that may be homeless this morning, that child, that family that's homeless this morning, God, we thank you that you're opening up a door, God. We thank you that you're making a way right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're giving a peace, God, that passes all understanding. We thank you right now in the name of
Jesus, we glorify you, we magnify you, we thank you for the body of Christ, we thank you for the believers, oh God, we thank you for those pastors in the name of Jesus, God, we stand in the gap, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for the congregation, oh God, Father God, we thank you for the healing, oh Moshaka. We glorify you this morning. We adore you this morning. We appreciate you. Father, we stand in the gap for that family member, Gus, this morning, God. We stand in the gap for that loved one, God, that is missing us, loved one that is going astray, Lord. We stand in the gap this morning, oh God. You know it all, God. There's no secret that you don't know, God. Reveal it about Shatiria, Kodobo Shape. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. Your word is spirit and life. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for another day, oh God. Thank you for food and shelter. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind. We thank you for the activity of our limb. We thank you for your grace that's been extended to us many, many times. Oh God, and the Moshe, go down on the Bisa Nerea Bakap. Look on the Mosha, Dalereko Rapia. God, look on this world today, God. Look on the people all over this world. God, you all knowing, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on in other countries in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your sending them. Lord, we thank you for your making ways, God. You thank you, God, you're providing for them, God. We thank you, God, you're thinking for those that are working in the hospital, those that are working on the front lines. God, we ask you your protection of angels around those people, Lord. Keep them in good health, God. Keep them in the right mind, God. Keep them with the strength and the joy, oh God, that passes all understanding. God, God, let them have a word, God, as they're going, as they're working on people, as they providing for people, God, give them the strength, God, give them the hope, God, give them the peace, God, give them the endurance, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace over them, God, we thank you for their families, oh God, we thank you for their loved ones, even as they leave home every day going to work to provide for others, to look out for others, God, Lord, we ask your protection around them, we ask for your help of Abokori, I seek out of the mouth. We ask for your grace for the mother of Okotea. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the world, God. Look on America, Lord. Look on our government. Look on our leaders, oh God. Look on our president, God. He be mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your blood prevail. God, we glorify you, God. We appreciate you for what you're doing. Look on that family this morning. God, then look on that family, that child in the hospital this morning. Then, God, I'm both saved. God, we are sick, oh, God. We thank you for long life, God. We glorify you for your grace and mercy. We glorify you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh, God. We glorify you for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to see another day. We don't take it for granted, but God, we thank you for your word. Let our eyes come open that we'll be able to see what is going on around us in our world, God. Let our ears come open that we will hear the truth of your word, God, and we'll take heed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Open our eyes to the truth, God. Open our eyes, our ears to the truth, God. Open our hearts to the truth, oh, God. Oh, God, Alamoshe, your word, everything is going down, but the word of God will last and stand forever. We thank you for your word, God. That's all we have. We have your word. We have your confidence. We have your assurance, God. We have your word that you're going to come through. And we know that you never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, God, you be with us always. And we give you glory for it. We thank you for many, many blessings, God. We thank you for all the goodness, God, the things you've done for us. We thank you for every trial, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you to continue to bless people all over this world. Look on that homeless person this morning, that one that don't have any food, God. God, we thank you. Touch hard, God, as give to somebody less fortunate than we are, God, that we'll give out of our abundance of our resources, oh, God. We thank you, and we have to give you glory for those that are giving so much, God. We thank you for those that are giving all the time, God. We thank you for those that are giving their time, their resources, their money, God. We thank you, those that are blessing people all over the world, God. We thank you for it, God, as you continue to provide, and we glorify you for it. multiplied, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for good health, God. We thank you for long life, God. We thank you for the joy and the peace that passes all understanding, God. Keep our minds, God, stayed on you, and we'll forever glorify you. We'll ever magnify you, Lord. We appreciate you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, God. We thank you for what you brought us out this for, Lord. God, I love you. God, yes, God, we thank you, God. Let our people go out in the boat, God, as never before. Let them go out in the boat, God. Let them, in the name of Jesus, protect those that are protesting. Protect those that are protesting to go out of La Moshe. God, protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, God. Let your angels come about them, God. God, reveal every crooked place in the police department. Reveal every crooked place in the government. Reveal every crooked place, God, of La Moshe, from the White House to the Little House or No House. God, reveal it in the name of Jesus and pull down the stronghold. And God, we glorify you for it. And we thank you for all that you've already done and what you're going to continue to do in our lives. God, we magnify you. We walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, we thank you this morning. We glorify you for your goodness and glorify you for your word, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. God bless you, everybody. Powerful, powerful prayer. Amen. Amen. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're praying for you and your family and all that you know. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all hands on deck. All hands on deck. All hands in prayer. We are not playing with this because the Lord is so awesome and good. And believe me, his will, as Bishop just prayed, ladies and gentlemen, his will be done. The word of God will stand forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will be still with us. Isn't that amazing? I love it. Praise God. Amen. 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 If you have a prayer request, ladies and gentlemen, for those online, hit star one on your phone, don't want to miss anybody, and we'll be glad to take your prayer request. Star one, put you in the queue, and we'll bring you on after we hear from Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the woman of God, Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Good morning, Doc.
God bless you. Praise God, Bishop and Elder Kevin. Thank God for that powerful prayer. Praise God, for we know that the scripture makes it very, very clear that if my people which are called by my name would just humble themselves and pray. Prayer is one of the keys, praise the Lord, to what we're dealing with in this season. But I want to admonish and encourage everybody, praise God, that we will pray that the ears and the minds of people will be open to truth. For the scripture said, and the truth shall make us free. And in this season that we're living in, we need a makeover. The body of Christ needs a makeover. And I'm just going to put it like that. We need a makeover. Why do we need a makeover? Because we have endorsed, we have embraced, and some of it has been through just not being aware, things that are not in alignment with the kingdom of God or with even the word of God. I know that this is a season of awakening. It is a time of awakening. And a time of needed awakening, according to Isaiah 10 and 22, when the scripture said that only a remnant would return. Return to what? To return to the real truth that will make us free. Because what we're dealing with is far beyond a protest and a vote. Those things are very important, as I stated this morning on Facebook Live. Yes, they're important. So don't misinterpret what I'm saying. But it's much bigger than that. The scripture says it clearly, according to the word of the Lord, in Ephesians the 6th chapter, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Dealing with is deeply rooted spiritual religiosity and demonic, should I say, agendas that have been assigned to the name of Christianity. And it has nothing to do with what Jesus, our Lord and Savior, intended for this world today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. But only a few, only a few, We're going to really get it according to the scripture, but I want to be a part of that view about you. I want to be a part of that remnant, praise the Lord. So I have to dismiss my traditional thoughts. I have to dismiss all of my religious engagement and just say, Lord, open my ears to know and hear and see truth, because in that we're going to find peace, and in that we're going to find victory, and in that is deliverance, and in that we really truly get to the root of this matter. All of this stuff that's going on is a symbolic distraction to what the real deal is. Praise God. The devil does not want God's people to wake up. He does not want them to wake up to the truth. So I encourage you and all of us, let's all pray together. And think of something that they even listen to me. They say, well, you know, it's not that important, whatever, you're just going too deep. That's the problem. That's the problem. We need to wake up and realize, praise God, that the word says it's the very elect. So are you the elect? Because if we allow ourselves not to open our eyes to real truth, praise God, then the spirit of deception can blind our eyes to really what's going on here. Praise the Lord. The devil himself, the angel of darkness, still does think he's smarter than God. He really does. And he's using foolish men to think that they're smarter than God. So he's embodying the spirit of deception, embodying these men to try to execute a plan that they really believe in. That they're smarter than God. Really? Jesus is coming back and he's going to set up his own kingdom in the earth. And the scripture declares he's going to dethrone all the kingdoms of the world. That's the word of God. So that is what we must stand on, as Bishop has said. Last minute, where the flowers may fade away. Guess what? The word of the Lord shall stand forever. So my prayer is that God will resurrect the remnant so they will speak up, speak out, and embrace truth, because only truth is going to make us free.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, the wife of Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Doc. What wisdom, always some great wisdom and words. Amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to be sensitive to this time, of course, and for those who have a prayer request, just hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you in queue. And since we are on the World Wide Web, I'm going to mention only your last 4 digits of your number there, and we'll be glad to take your prayer. So thank you so much for that. Amen. So our first caller is 1302. 1302, you're live on the air with Bishop. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Elizabeth Cunningham. Greet Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and Elder Kevin. I just thank God for the prayer line. I hadn't been on it, but I've been going back listening to the replays. But I just thank God for the prayer. I thank God for all the knowledge and understanding that I've gotten from going back looking at it. And I thank God, continue to keep my kids in your prayer, my whole family in your prayers. You know, we just had suicide of one of my nieces in Augusta. On Wednesday night, my two of Nikki's kids, she used to come to the church, was hit in Fayetteville by Fayetteville County Sheriff. Mm-hmm. And they're doing pretty good. They're just really scratched up, burnt from airbags and stuff like that, and cut up. But I thank God that God protected them, you know, from the hands of the enemy during the, you know, the late nights of being hit, you know, out
Amen.
There by themselves. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God for that. Please continue to pray for us and keep us, you know, surrounded in your prayers.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you this morning. Bishop, back to you. God bless you.
Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy and protection. We thank you, God, as you continue to keep us under your care. We glorify you for all that you've already done and continue to do in our lives. Continue to direct and order our steps, God, each and every day and every moment. We glorify you for it, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. As the Bishop says, we're always praying for you, ladies and gentlemen. Every day we're praying for you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for your time this morning. And let's give God another hand clap of praise for the man of God and for the Lord, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Also, tell me, open up the line. Dr. Crenshaw, I see your line there. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, Bishop is on. Bishop is on, if you would let him back on.
Amen. Bishop, yes, sir.
We're praying the special prayer for those kids that got hit.
Yes, sir.
We're praying a special prayer for those that were hit by the police. God, as your protection of angels around those kids, as you save their souls and protect their lives and continue to direct them and keep them each and every day and each and every child as they go along the day. And, Father, we know that your angels encamp about us. We glorify you for it. We call it so. And thank you in Jesus' name. Continue to bless your people all over this world. Continue to bless those that are less fortunate or without. Continue to bless those that are really stressed out and worried, because, God, your word is a protection. And you said, let us not be weary and well-doing, because in this season we shall reap and not faint. And we glorify you for it, and we call it so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why it's so important to pray every day, every hour, every minute for our loved ones, for our family members, for our neighbors, for our church members, for, of course, our bishops and our pastors and ministers and evangelists and apostles. Father God, we pray for all those Bishop said earlier, but this is why it's so important. We got to pray, because only God can do everything that we need prayer for. Only he can do it. Only he can touch the lives and souls of men. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to thank God for that. I want to make sure that miss Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, you good?
Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. I just wanted to certainly pray against the spirit of suicide.
Yes,
that spirit is prevalent because of all the things that are going on in society today.
Yes.
So we've got to dethrone that spirit and call it by its name.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pray for Evander Cunningham's family that may be going through this tragic time at this moment. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we dethrone the spirit of suicide. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, God, that you said in your word that you supply all of our needs and according to your riches and glory. And we root up the demonic spirit of depression, oppression, fear, unbelief, all of those spirits that link to the spirit of suicide, low self-esteem. Praise God, the spirit of lack. We bind you and take apostolic authority now in the name of Jesus. And we release life, God, that you come to give us life. We know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we dethrone that spirit, oh, Father, and teach us and coach us how to be sensitive in the realm of the spirit, God, and speak life into those who may be going through, who may be depressed and oppressed by the things that's going on in this world. God, we take authority in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that we shall live, our family shall live. Satan, you will not take another family member out of our loins. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You will not take another family member. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke, we curse, and we destroy generational curses, and we dethrone it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that peace is granted unto us, because my peace, you said you leave with us. My peace, God, you give unto us, God. And we're going to enter into your rest. According to the book of Hebrews, God, we're going to enter into the rest. And the peace of God, and the rest and the peace of God, praise God, shall be released. It's being released right now in our families. It's being released right now in our generational line. It's being released right now. The spirit of peace, God, we thank you. We decree and declare it now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of suicide be dethroned by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. That spirit is broke right now, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you today. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to continue. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is critical time in our society, not just in the United States, but around the globe. We must pray, ladies and gentlemen. The Word of God says we must pray without ceasing. Now, I understand that scripture a lot more now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you do as well. That we're supposed to pray without ceasing. So important that the Lord gave us that scripture years back on what to do for today is still relevant. The Word of God is still relevant. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for you. And we look forward to having you again in the future. Our goal is to be here on Sunday evening, 8 p.m., Saturday morning, of course, at 8 a.m., Lord willing, and then Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any concerns about the information and the broadcast, getting to it, give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Ladies, just want to leave you with this real quick. God bless you. Always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. Want you to have a great day today. Tell somebody you love them. Tell them children you love them. Tell them grandchildren, great-grandchildren that you love them so much. And, of course, tell everybody that you know in your family that how much you love them. And most of all, how much God loves them and wants them to be with him forever and ever. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with a quick song. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, My Help. My Help Cometh from the Lord. Amen. I hope you enjoy the song today, but also enjoy your wonderful, wonderful life in the Lord today. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you today and with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Take care of yourself now, okay? We love you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, the power of prayer. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us as we close out this time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop.